Jesse.
You must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Some people bring joy wherever they go. Some whenever they go. Mark Twain found humor all around. Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. Humor. Pass It On from PassItOn.com.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Surgery Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. On February 20th, Gamers Guild hosts a make-your-own board or card game event at 6 p.m. in Fitzell, room 106. On Saturday, February 21st, see the planetarium show Culture in the Cosmos from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Situations rise up and slap you in the face. Someday you'll handle it with grace. Now the poor boy, well, he stares you in the eyes, tells you you better rise high.
Head up, head up, head up. Keep your head up, head up.
Look who's late. It's me. And Nate. Nate is back once again.
I'm not even set up yet.
Go to mic two, Nate. Go to mic two. Come on. It's that time. It's that time of Sunday night.
All right. Did we even turn on the radio at the crib?
Of course I did.
Aw, W-mans. All right, Joe.
All right, Nate. Let me throw headphones on.
These things are all tangled up. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Shout out to whoever did the tightest headphone wrap of all time. This is some... You gotta be Satan spawn to wrap them like this. Come on.
I have a couple suspects. I'm not gonna say any names, but... I think I know.
Holy... The headphones aren't going anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. We should probably talk about what we did this weekend, but before that, I'm not going to play it right now, but tell them the special drop that's happening live right now, Nate.
So, a new song that I recorded and released the other day, I think it was on Friday, came out Friday at 12 a.m., actually stayed up and put it out all by myself. And it had one curse word on it. It's a short song, but it had one curse, so we couldn't play it on the radio. Oh, until no. We made a clean edit.
And we did that.
And that's what we did. We did it in like 2 minutes.
Let's go, Nate.
The GOAT. You're the GOAT, bro.
Yeah. Appreciate that. I gotta get So, I also, again, this is gonna be a weird show because I usually I'm all set up. I feel like I said this last week, where I also we came in late. But I grabbed CDs again.
I noticed
a couple CDs. I got three CDs. Last week was phenomenal. That band Bent is really good. Nate's in here again. Someone's gonna call in, I'm pretty sure. We're gonna have special guests I won't reveal. Okay, so that's the prologue? Or the prologue. That's the prologue. Welcome to Airbud. And now the show starts. Isn't that wonderful? Welcome to Airbud on Sundays.
Woo!
And I got my best bud in the studio.
Hell yeah. Nate.
And now we've done a proper intro. Joe,
so good to see you again.
And now I can play some music in the background. And now we can talk about what we did over the weekend. Nate, where did we go this weekend?
We went to the good old city. We actually went to two cities. I'm going to say the more notable Ooh. One first. We went to the notorious city of Boston, Massachusetts. And then, before we pulled up to Boston, we were in Worcester, which is about an hour
A.K.A. Worcester.
Oh, Worcester.
Worcester.
Worcester, like Worcestershire.
I say Worcester.
Yeah, I say Worcester, but Worcester, like the sheer, the sauce. It's a good sauce, by the way. I don't know if it's from there.
Is it Worcestershire, like in England?
I think it's pronounced Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
I don't know if I'm butchering that, but it's
from
something
England,
like that.
Because it's got the sheer at the end. It's a different name. A classic Worcester sauce, you know.
It's good. I like it on steak.
Really?
I like it better than A1.
I didn't
honestly.
Even know what it was for. I just knew it was a thing.
Yeah, no, you can use it in cooking. It's honestly a versatile sauce. You can use it in a lot of Asian cuisines, too. It's pretty good.
I don't think I've had A1 either. I've had teriyaki sauce on steak, which is just great, obviously.
Teriyaki sauce is just a good sauce in general.
Yeah.
But I'm not the biggest fan of A1, but we have it in my household. My stepdad likes it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all right.
So we were in Worcester and Boston. We were with the boys, obviously. Me, Nady, and our three other roommates, Victor, Henry, Leo. And why did we go to Boston? Our friends live in Boston. My friend Nick goes to Northeastern, and my friend Andy goes to WPI. But why did we go to Boston specifically?
We went to Boston for a gaming tournament, the good old Super Smash Brothers tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty chuddly tournament, I'm not gonna lie. It was not great. I haven't pulled up to a tournament yet. That was my first tournament. I can see a tournament getting lit, and I can see a tournament being good, but it just didn't happen. There wasn't that hype at this tournament, and I think that everybody can agree on that.
Yeah, other than, like, how do I say, there's, like, personal hypes to a tournament, like, when you win or when you're, there was crew battles at this tournament, I'll get into that, like, when your team wins, but there was no hype around any of the good players there. You know?
No, you they had...
They were all being nerds, I gotta say.
It was supposed to be like a good old-fashioned, you know, northeastern United States region. So, you know, New England.
Yeah.
You can throw New York, New Jersey, maybe Pennsylvania, parts of Canada, Quebec, and I think it's like Nova Scotia, you know, those parts.
Newfoundland.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. And, you know, you have this, you have this person from Australia pull up and just, you know, there was a prize pool, right? There was a prize pool. There was...
Yeah, I'm unsure of how much it was, but there was a prize pool.
And I just thought it was supposed to be like a local tournament. It wasn't some Genesis tournament where...
Yeah, it was like... it was like a mini regional, pretty much.
Like, literally the best person there, or the person that was most known, most hyped, was... I'm blanking on his name, but he was the second best ranked guy in New England, right?
Yeah. The second best player Electro in New England. Electro something. I think it's just Electro Man. He's a fox. But there was a lot. It was just mostly local talent, you know. The draw of this event was that there was college crew battles, which we entered as Oneonta. And we beat Binghamton. Let's go. I was so happy. It wasn't about beating them. It was like, I really don't want to lose to Bing because I've been hyping us up a lot.
Because you guys have a good, friendly rivalry. Like,
exactly.
I would say the Oneonta-Binghamton rivalry is just as legit as some bigger, more notable rivalries. Like,
yeah.
Who was Hungry Box's rival? It was like Leffen or Armada, one of them. And, like, Oneonta versus Binghamton, that was probably one of the most hype sets there. And, yes, like, we're obviously far from being the best people there, the best players. But there's that competition. And you just saw that lack of competition amongst a lot of other teams. You know, like, and I don't think a lot of people know about Oneonta and Binghamton's rivalry, so I'm not going to fault them for that, because we are just two local SUNY New York schools at the end of the day who just have just people who, but we care, you know, we like to host our own tournaments, so, you know, that's why we're counted in the scene. And also you and Henry and Victor, you guys are very good at the game. I think you guys are very good at the game. I'm not very good at the game. I also play characters who are just not good characters if you want to be a top player in the game. But it is what it is, man. It was a very chuddly tournament, but I would say that was not the most exciting part about our trip. I really, you know, now looking back on it, I really liked what happened at the frat party. Just,
yeah. Andy... the friend of mine that goes to Worcester, Andy, or CP, he is,
Chandy,
yeah. He's in SAE, which is, is that the biggest frat? He says it's the biggest frat, or maybe he hasn't.
They had a huge house that was like,
I just know that
like Willy Wonka's fun house or something. I don't know, like it's,
they have like Willy sectors Wonka all over the country. SAE.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a big frat.
It's one of those schools. Okay.
So yeah. We go there, and I won't get into it because, like, I don't know if I can talk about what goes on at parties on the radio. I sure don't want to risk it. But we were causing a ruckus. Like, obviously, you bring... Plus, my friend who goes to Northeastern came to Worcester with us. With his roommate. So there was six or seven of us there. And we just called it a ruckus. Like, what else are we supposed to do? You know? You let a bunch of guys into a huge frat house that has, like, all these doohickeys and things to do. And then there's also, like, an extra 100 people there because they had a party. Amazing, amazing time. It was wonderful.
It was...
Shout out to Andy for letting us do that.
Yeah,
maybe
but
not letting us, but
I think you know what I'm talking about when I say what our favorite part of the night was.
Yeah. Because
it definitely wasn't when I was on the dance floor getting bodied by a bunch of people who just smelt like a locker room. It was so egregious, Joe.
Yeah. It was something fishy out there. I don't know.
Some stank.
But look, we don't have to go into it, but we all know. I mean, me and Nate know what our favorite part of the night was. Nate officially has beef with the SAE frat, one of their members. I won't say his name, but
yes, when they should have been kissing my feet. And I stand on that. Because show me some respect.
Listeners at home, I won't go into the story.
Nate, no, it's an inside joke. It's an inside joke. But it's just funny.
Nate, like, and this frat kid officially have beef with each other.
We have beef. I added a bunch of songs to his Spotify. Like, you know, I gave him, you know, a little bit of variation too.
Yeah.
He didn't have too many like songs, you know.
I had to mix it up. Throw some Bullymon in there.
Yeah, some Bullymon. If anybody knows the guy who makes the poop songs with all the guys' names, we added maybe like 300 of those.
I wasn't even there for this, but it ended up like I came back in and it was like a tornado in there. It's like everybody was laughing about something. And then I look and I was like, oh my God. But it was hilarious.
No, but what ended up happening was I had to take the blame for it because like it was really all of us at the end of the day. But he went up to me and asked me specifically about it. And I think his girl...
And you were the better man.
I was the better man. Something that he couldn't do, something that his girlfriend couldn't do, because I also got beef with his girlfriend. His girlfriend can get the chicken and the pork too, by the way. But if anybody knows who Kevin Dunn is or what he looks like, he just has like these buck teeth. You know, looks like a beaver, like some, like every time he talks. And it's just like, she had that, but, you know, with the California Valley accent, let me get some Starbies. I can't do it, but I think everybody knows what a Valley accent sounds like. It is not. It's probably the worst accent to ever exist. And I think a lot of people would say that. But yeah. You compare that, you know, you got beaver teeth. She has that egregious accent. And she also, she was not the brightest in the room. That's the nicest way I can put it. And
yeah.
Oh my God. It was bad though. And it was bad. You just had to be there. You had to hear it. Oh my God. And you know, she's obviously, can I even say his name on air? I mean,
just say the name of an artist? Just to be nice.
Well, Lil, no, because already a
You're
little...
talking about the artist.
Yes.
So, we can't even talk about it. What's his real name?
I don't know. That's a good fill-in. But apparently...
It's an interesting problem to have on radio. If you guys know who David Byrd is, the artist. Why is that his name?
Oh my God.
Andrew Byrd. American rapper and comedian.
Comedian.
He's the guy who made the Earth song and was also a 2016 XXL freshman.
Really?
That guy.
He wasn't in the video with 21 Savage and Uzi.
No. He was in the other one with like the weirdos.
Okay.
I think he was with Juice WRLD. Was that Juice WRLD's class?
I mean, I think Juice WRLD was 2017, right? 2018.
It was either Juice or X who was in 2016.
It might have been. No, X was, I think X was 2017. I think Juice might have been 2018.
Oh, yeah, I'm double wrong.
I think Ski Mask was 2017, right? And then, I don't know who else was 2016. I just know from the main video, like Denzel Curry, Kodak Black.
Yeah, all of those are, but what was his name? David Byrd.
David Byrd did
the video. I think he was with
Just
G
look
Herbo.
It up. Everybody probably, like, if you keep up with the times, if you keep up with, like, youth culture and, you know,
he's
what
a joke
the youth
rapper.
Listen to.
And
yes,
he's got a
he
joke
is.
Name that we unfortunately can't say.
Yes.
It's all right.
And but he's not a good artist either.
They wanted to play this specific artist over us listening to... I think we were listening to Dez. We were listening to our own music.
We were listening to our own music, you know, just trying to...
Shout out Dez.
Because we were the only people in that room. We were, like, isolating ourselves from the party. We were like, yeah, we had enough of this. So we just went to
Chandy's room,
and we were chilling in Chandy's room.
We were, doing things that you do at parties while listening to our own music. And I gotta say, Nady, you did cause the problem.
I don't know why.
I'm talking to you because this was a multiple people thing. You did cause the problem, but I think you were the bigger man at the end of the day with the way it was handled, which is very good of you. I respect that.
You know, I still remember when he was like, yeah, delete this. And he just tosses the PlayStation controller on our laps, and then we just continue to, like, not delete any songs, and then we just, like, crash in his room for the night. And then we just leave without cleaning up anything. That was the cherry on top, man. I really hope Chandy can keep it real, keep it a bean, you know, be safe. You know, you never know what you're going to get into with these types of kids. I mean, we were watching this video yesterday about, like, these Iowa kids. Shout out to Jason Shevlin.
That Iowa thing. It's an old video. It's like 2 years old, but it's coming back now.
Yeah.
It was just like these kids are obviously getting hazed, and the firemen, like, fire alarm goes off, firemen come in. Or no, am I mixing these things up? It was something where they had to search the whole house, and then they just stumbled across, like, a whole bunch of pledges.
They were all just standing in a room looking dumbfounded, and they were all shirtless, and they just looked like the biggest group of, you know, like, oh my God, you couldn't even, like, could never catch me in that. And that's not, I'm putting that in the most humble way possible, because, oh my God, what are you doing? And then, like, the best part about it is the kid Jose, the kid with the RFK voice, who just, like, you know, he's, like, cussing out the cops, and he's like, but the cops are not doing anything. They were some chudley cops, unfortunately. I really wanted to see the kid Jose get ratioed, but if you guys know what we're talking about, it was a pretty funny video. I haven't seen it before yesterday or Friday, so that was pretty funny when I watched it. I remember having a good laugh at that, so I didn't even know that was like 2 years old. When it first came on, I was like, wait, when did this happen? Is this recent? So, but we had a really good trip in Boston, man.
Yeah.
Really good trip.
I mean, it was almost smooth the whole way through, like, pretty much. I'm speaking from me. I know that, you know, Victor played in the tournament without his own controller, which sucks. And Leo didn't even enter the tournament. I think he had a good time, though. Hopefully. But
yeah,
and like Nate didn't enter either, but speaking from my perspective, this trip was amazing. You know, just we left on Friday, right?
Yeah, we left Friday afternoon. I want to say 4, supposed to leave at 3, but I held us up an hour.
Yeah. Victor was mad.
Yeah, and
our roommate Victor had a drive, so he was...
Shout out to Victor, man.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Victor really upset us today. You know, I can't fault him for it. You know, something like this isn't an uncommon thing. You know, people not graduating college. I don't know, like, what the percentage is, but, you know, Jacob, Mitchell. Well, Mitchell failed out and got academically dismissed, but Jacob, you know, made
Jacob
the jump before he could fail out.
Hold on, I'm getting a call. Keep talking, Nate. You got it.
Yeah, Jacob, he had to Jacob pretty much had to leave before he could really do anything. And then, so Vic pretty much packed in his car today and was like, yeah, so tomorrow, on Monday, withdrawing. I don't know what the phrase is. I think it's withdrawing credits. I don't know what that means, honestly. It's a little confusing. But pretty much he's like, just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with this college stuff, man. And, you know, it's like, it happens, you know. College isn't for everybody. He told us he wanted to do some more hands-on stuff. So, I mean, why not,
I respect
right?
it.
He's going to do a trade or something. So, why go to college for that? You know, go to trade school. So, I get it, man. College isn't for everybody. And so, I see it with people. I know it's not an uncommon thing. But it is what it is. Like, we're going to stick it out. But that's because college is necessary for us. It's not necessary for everybody. You don't need college for every single profession you want to do in life.
That was a wonderful message, Nate. And I feel terrible segueing, but...
Nah, it's okay. You got a call. We were expecting a call, right?
Yeah, we were expecting a call. And welcome a third person to the show. State your name and state your business. What's up?
Hey, guys. I don't remember my name and my business. I'm going to clear out the snow.
The snow. Mm. You're saying you're done with the snow. You're on Long Island right now. It's supposed to be worse down there.
How many inches?
Like 2 feet.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even think Boston was going to get 2 feet.
Yeah.
What
is
this?
I'm very upset.
Yeah, so am I. Are we going to get that?
No.
All right, because I'm trying to...
I don't think so.
I'm trying to skateboard.
You guys are really high up.
Yeah. Oh, it's not... So it might not even pass through us.
It might. Don't get too optimistic.
Come on, guys. Bread and milk. Get your bread and milk. The storm's going to be bad.
Yeah, and please don't trip about the toilet paper. I already know everybody's going to trip on toilet paper.
All right. So, Mars is... Actually, let's finish up the Boston segment. Just to straight recap like we were doing before, you know, the call... we left Friday, frat party, slept at the frat, straight to a tournament, played in the tournament. I did great in the tournament. Then we go back to Northeastern, played Mario Kart, got some Taco Bell, and went to sleep. And it was a genuinely phenomenal trip. Other than my one fumble, which I won't get into, but there was a fumblage. But it's all right. It's all right. And we move forward. And now, Mars, could you explain, like, why you're even on the show? Like, why are you even here, man?
Sorry. I just wanted to, like, share some things that I like and maybe put some people onto things. You know, I mean, like, you just have to shed some light in these hard times, and that's just what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Joe.
It's sort of like, what was the thing about Ethiopia? Live Aid. Sort of like Live Aid. Live Aid, but for the snowstorm.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're going to play the song, and we're going to get Nate's raw opinion on it. I've just decided that's what we're doing. So that's what we're going to do.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Okay, great.
Do you want me to play this Ween song, Mr. Richard, or no?
No.
Oh, definitely not. Okay.
Play the first one that I sent you after that. Oh, I guess I only sent you one, so then play that.
This song is called, I mean, I'm going to jump right into it. This song is called Stacy by BB Pew. BB Pew. That's a dumb name. Sorry. Who's Stacy? I don't know. Let's play the song. This is Stacy by BB Pew. I think we're all back. So, Nate, you just heard that song called Stacy, per Mars' request. You two have very different music tastes. I don't think Mars listens to V's, and I don't think you listen to Ween. So, it's going to get interesting. But what did you think of that? I thought it was just nice. Like,
I liked it. Yeah. I could see it as a song that you would listen to, Joe.
Yeah.
You have a very expansive music taste.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I listen to a lot of music.
What are they saying in that, Mars? Are they saying anything?
I don't know. I found it today, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the past 2 days, I was on the train a lot. So I was listening to my Discover Weekly. Because I never really do.
I was just about to flame you and joke that you got it off Discover Weekly. That's awesome.
Dude, okay, chill. Whatever.
You also listen to Spotify DJ or no?
No, because that's next level crazy. Whoever does that, I'm actually shaming you.
Me and my guy Landon put it on in the car once because we were like, oh my God, Spotify DJ, like, what's this all? Like, try it out. The feature's been out for so long, but nobody uses it.
And I know.
Like, it was just like
2 years ago.
It's that AI voice, man. And he's like, "What's up, Landon? Like, we're gonna get you on Vampire Hours today. This is Blonde by Osama Sun." It was so funny, dude. We were dying in there.
Wait, but do you not use your Discover Weekly?
Not anymore, nah. I kind of just, like, the method is to make, like, a, like, not a short playlist, but a playlist with, like, 16 songs that are, like, wildly different from each other, but you really like for the same sort of reasons, and then you just put them all in, and then, like, the Spotify algorithm's like, and it like can't process what's going on, and it ends up like recommending you like really fire stuff that you've just never heard of. That's the real method. You have to make the algorithm like start imploding on itself, start just throwing up, and you'll get some really good songs out of that.
No, I trust you and believe you, because I have found some really great songs from doing that. But I just think Discover Weekly is a really great tool, and for you to shame it just made me like really upset.
I don't know. Maybe I should go back. I used to use it every week. You know, it's weekly. I don't, Nate, do you use SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, I use SoundCloud to listen to 4K because, you know, a lot of the good stuff is not on Spotify. You know, we're very against the grain.
That's what I use YouTube for, is like, usually it's just like random stuff I find is great on YouTube. I know that's a chud cake.
There's also a lot of good stuff that you can find on Spotify. I mean, SoundCloud. Whoa, SoundCloud.
Yeah, Spotify.
That you could not find on Spotify.
Spotify is like, it's locked down over there. I think if we fast forward like 30 years, just everything's going to be copyrighted, and you can, Spotify will, you'll only be allowed to listen to Benson Boone. Which would suck. Well, Mars, now that I think about it, I had an idea for an app that I might want to say live on air. And if any investors are interested in this, so it's just like a normal streaming service like Apple Music or Spotify, SoundCloud, you know, Tidal, Deezer, a lot like Deezer actually. So it's like Deezer or any streaming service, but it only plays Adele. What do we think?
That would be something that, like, there's only one person on earth that would enjoy that, and it's you.
It's just Adele, and like old Clash of Clans, there's a global chat box, so you can talk to every single person on the site at the same time and just broadcast something for everyone to look at. And it's like, there's no mod, so it's like a UCF live chat on one of those, like, pirate sites. So there's just, like, horrible stuff being said on the Adele app. But it's okay, because, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's there to just listen to Adele, so it's fine. Ain't that right, Mars?
Like, this is only something that you want, and you'd be the only person in the chat room.
Yeah, maybe.
Why would people who are listening to Adele be saying such awful things? Like, the Among Us chat rooms are like that.
Oh, yeah, they're horrible.
Things about Among Us.
We have something Among Us, and it's a new song from Nady Nate. Are we ready to do this, Nate?
I am. Oh, what do I got to do? I got to send it to you, right?
No, I have it.
Oh, yeah, you sent it to yourself.
Do
we
got to
put it on?
On this one?
Yeah, the same one. You need me to send you the photo?
Oh, or? No. I mean, like, any background on making the song, like, what it's about and stuff.
Yeah, so it's on a 2Tony beat. Shout out to 2Tony. He's a part of the collective. And he makes fire beats. I hit him up. I was like, dude, this beat that you made, like, the specific one that we're talking about, it kind of sounds like a little more reminiscent of some, like, older school hip-hop.
Yeah.
And
I could agree with that.
You know, I liked it a lot. I said, anybody on this? He said, no, that's all you. So I hopped on it, and here we are now. There's not really too much lore behind this. It's like, what, an 18-bar song? It's like a minute, 15 seconds. But, you know, I want it to be the first song of an EP that I plan on doing with 2Tony, where, you know, I just take like maybe 5 2Tony songs and, you know, just record over them, put out an EP. I still got to think of a concept behind it, because you know how I am, Joe. You know I always like to have some sort of concept behind my stuff. I feel like
I do too.
It has to make some sort of sense. I think
that's the reason that both of us drop the least amount of music.
Honestly, man,
we like to take our time, man. It's all right.
It's all right. I am trying to record more often. I want 2026 to be a very productive year.
Mm-hmm.
So
same.
Let's quit the yapping and let's hear this stuff, man.
All right. Once again, this is Nate, a.k.a. Nine Lives Bansito. This is his song, and we're going to listen to it. And then, Mars, it's your turn to give your raw reaction to Nate and Nate's song.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Flipping crash, yeah. We had a papers and I got something to remember. Bring cheapskates to the game and I'm a cash, yeah. More money for me cause the paper is my cash cow. If he be asking for the method, he a honky proud. You had to show him cause he knows that all the ladies from it. No trashing, girl, he's got my vibe. She gave her brain and in return I'm giving 80 money. She really see me comes from a lot of things. Don't wanna stop until the real is popping. No matter what money buying me, so love me. Don't wanna be on stage because I'm too cocky. Cause I'm a real flipping crash out. If we ain't got ourselves an issue, what you mad about? No second guesses, get the drop and I got no doubt. I'll grab the knuckles like I'm Kurt and make a tap on. There's no problem, moving with a little friend. As long as people know that we're the king.
Okay. Oh, Nate, do you want to do your applause again?
Yeah.
And now, Mars, what'd you think? What'd you think, dude?
I thought it was awesome. I really liked it. It sounds like you're from New York, and it's true because you are. And
well, that's the Green Goblin of South Brooklyn.
It really shows through your style of music, Nate.
Mars, I appreciate you. All I can say is keep your ears peeled because we got more coming out this year.
And you know I'm excited for that.
Yeah, maybe Mars will finally start listening to rap. Every time I ask Mars, do you listen to rap? She's like, no, it's all mumble crap. And I can't believe it.
Not what I ever have said ever.
You should listen to V's. Nate really put me onto V's.
V's is good. He needs to drop a new album already.
He does.
His last album was 2023.
But I got to catch up. I got a lot of V's to listen to. G-O-M-D is my favorite song.
It is a good song. Ganger is a great album. If anybody likes hip-hop, I highly recommend it, especially if anybody likes the Detroit scene. He's a very notable Detroit rapper. Him and Lucky collaborate a lot.
He has that one song with Lucky that I really like. I think it's on the same album.
I think it's Twin Flow. Or
might be.
Oh, no. It's on Ganger, right?
Yeah.
It's Get Lucky, I think. I think the song is called Get Lucky, and it features Lucky. It's a fire song.
Let me play some in the back. Mars, this Go Away. So you sent me a song called Go Away by Weezer. Is this a good in the background song or no?
No, that's like you listen to that song and you like it and you hear the whole thing.
Should we listen to that right now?
I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. I'm enjoying the popping in and out with the songs. Let's do it. This is Go Away by Weezer. Let's listen.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was Go Away by Weezer. Shout out Weezer. Shout out Onkel Selig.
That was a good song. I actually have a recommendation. I think Mars would like the band that I put you on to, Joe. You remember the band Wayside?
I know that. Isn't it called, what's it called?
Search up Lean Into It.
Yeah.
Okay. I trust you, Nate.
I was checking the lyrics. It has the word bleed in it. I just had to make sure, like, B-L-E-E-D, that it wasn't, like, obscure or insensitive. Says that the FCC doesn't consider it to be so I think we're good.
Yeah. Shout out to
is
the
it
FCC.
Agnes Uncaged?
Say that again?
What's the band's name?
It's called Wayside. It's kind of like new metal.
Oh, I found it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Really good band. We should listen to that song right now.
We got it. I'm going to play it. This is Lean Into It by Wayside. This is a great song. Good awesome. Shout, Nate. Good shout.
I'm
Yeah. Double thumbs up for Wayside. That's what I gotta say. Ooh, that was...
Gotta agree with you, Joe.
That was loud, I had to assume. But it's all right. We're rounding out here. This flew by. Unfortunately,
can I play one more song?
Never interrupt me again. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
No, you can. I was just saying, there's only 6 minutes left of this amazing Air Bud show.
A little opposite. 7-6.
Pretty tough.
That is a lot tougher than the other way around. Not even going to say it. We don't want to give all the 5-year-old kids that luxury.
There's this song, and it's the best song ever. And it's called We're Both Alone by Rocket Ship.
We're both? Well, maybe they wouldn't be alone if they were together. Doesn't make any sense, though. It's a pretty dumb thing to complain about.
One. Well, I hope you guys really like it.
We should give our opinions on it after.
Let's dip our toes into the
really
song.
Listen to it. Give an honest critique.
Our mics are still on, so... Oh, it's getting so loud and I'm still talking. Oh, no. Well, this is just, we're rounding it on the end, so. But we still have a good amount of time, so I think we should just go around and say our closing thoughts. Mars or Nate, who'd like to go first? Any nominations?
Let Mars go.
Mars, you've been elected to go first to give your closing thoughts on today's show. What did you think?
I had a lot of fun. That song was for someone. She knows who she is, and I just really like to be nice. And then I'm really happy to be here also because it's been a while, and I'm really happy. And also lovely to talk to you, Nate, and your song was really great.
Thank you, thank you. Likewise.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I made those.
I thought the song was good. I liked it.
I'm happy.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
Okay.
You want to go next, Nate, or should I go next?
You go next, Joe.
Ooh, saving the best for last.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Mars, Nate. I had a great show. Of course I did.
It's been awesome.
It's been
as always
flipping awesome, dude. This was rad and radical and great.
Hey, you mean?
This one was hella chill. Played some good songs. And just got to reflect. Reflect. And be happy that we're all here. Nate, take it away. We have a minute left.
Guys, I am so close to getting on the radio. Just you wait.
Let's go.
To all the people, to all the listeners out there, I don't have a time yet, but I am supposed to be taking my on-air test this week. It's going to happen, and I'm hoping I can pass it because it's the last thing I need to do before I can get my own radio show. So be on the lookout, guys. Also, be on the lookout for new music. You know, when that drops, I'm going to make a clean version of that. And, you know, Joe can...
You'll hear it on the radio.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe. That's why you the GOAT. That's why you the GOAT.
Appreciate it.
Top 25%.
Nate, good luck to you on your...